teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
You've heard the old saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. At no time is that more true than when it comes to your investments. Do you have a plan?
Hi, I'm Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. If you're still in the hold and hope mode, it may be time for you to consider a plan for your financial future. Investors are becoming traders, and unless you can successfully move in and out of these markets, your investments could take a beating or you could miss out on a great opportunity. At Compaq, it's all about the plan. I start by meeting with you to discuss your goals, then we make a plan that fits your lifestyle. But when things change, we revise the plan so it's always customized to fit your current needs. Call me for a free consultation at 1-800-388-9700 and let's work together on your financial plan. Call 1-800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA SIPC.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Radio, with a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. There's something called the Super Bowl Indicator. Basically, it says if a team from the old AFL wins the big game, stocks will fall for the year. If an old NFL team wins, stocks will rise. This indicator does have an 80% accuracy rate, and while it's a fun way to look at the markets, a better investing tool is to listen to the market news itself. And there's plenty of that coming up this week. The big game for Wall Street, Friday's jobs report. New hires have been running around 250,000 a month, and they're expected to continue that trend. Automakers roll out their sales stats for January, and they could be up 13%. We'll see what effect January's Snowmageddon may have had on sales. And UPS will have one of the big earnings reports that we expect to hear. Despite a really busy Christmas, Brown already warned that the business was not strong enough to offset all the money it spent getting ready for the holidays this year. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Radio.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts at Discount Tire.
The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
Good afternoon, Arizona. It's time for Dr. Talk with Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, a board-certified radiologist who specializes in breast imaging and breast-related issues. And Dr. Carrie Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. This show is about your health care, your well-being, and your life. Get the latest information and answers to your questions from nationally recognized physicians and healthcare experts. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's Facebook.com/Dr. Talk. It's time for Dr. Talk with hosts Dr. Barclay White and Dr. Bordinko.
Thank you for joining us for another Saturday edition of Dr. Talk. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy weekends to tune in and listen to us for an hour. And today we have a great show on concussions. And given that we're talking Super Bowl here, what a great topic to bring up to our listening audience. And concussions are something that I think they've been pretty, you know, well understood by the medical community, but there's a lot of new innovation, a lot of new technology surrounding concussions, and we have mostly the NFL to thank for that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. So So just to kick off here, so concussion is a mild form of traumatic brain injury, or TBI, which can be caused by a bump or blow or jolt to the head, most commonly, but also a jarring or sudden violent movement of the neck, and actually any part of the body which transmits to the head, correct? So people who suffer from concussions generally recover completely, usually in days, maybe weeks. But I've actually had a concussion, and I know you, Carrie, have. Your concussion wasn't from boxing, but from softball?
From actually softball, yeah. Softball. I took a nice big blow to the head in the outfield, and even though I would argue this point, I said I was not knocked out. The rest of the team said I was. So, and it did require that wonderful trip to the emergency room, which we're going to talk about how many of our concussion victims, I don't know what is the right term to use there, but how many of them actually see medical personnel, because that's another concern when we're talking about the severity of concussions and the recovery. But yeah, it was a different experience. It really set me back, and so I have a new appreciation for people with concussions now.
And what do you remember most from that concussion?
You know, I think everybody, and I know we're going to have Dr. Cardenas on here in a little bit from Barrow Neurological talking to us about concussions and how they vary so much, and that's probably part of the misdiagnosis of concussions out there. But for me, the annoyance was not remembering the basic things, not being able to spell very basic words. And I know we've talked about this, but spelling the word the.
God.
I mean, who thinks about how to spell the word the? Not very phonetic, though. You can't really sound it out and solve that problem. So it was challenging. I was trying to write, and I couldn't spell basic words. And that lasted for about 2 weeks. So we'll have to ask Dr. Cardenas later in the show if that's typical, if that's a common finding with concussions.
So mine was certainly short-term memory. I was hit on the side of the head. And all I could remember from medical school was that if you blow one pupil, that's a very bad sign.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like to say it was a skiing accident. It was actually a car accident on the way down from the ski hill. And I was with a radiologist, a ophthalmologist, and I think an internist.
You were in good company.
Yeah, and the poor ophthalmologist had to ride down in the ambulance with me because I kept on saying, is my pupil dilated? And then I couldn't remember the answer. Is my pupil dilated? For 2.5 hours coming down, actually, to Barrow Neurological Institute. So that's my memory of it.
Well, hopefully today for our listeners, what we really want to accomplish during this show is helping them understand the subtle differences between different types of concussions, the cumulative effect that concussions have. So, you know, is number three that much worse than number two? And once again, Dr. Cardenas is going to be our concussion expert, joining us from the Department of Neurology at Barrow today, telling us, you know, what we need to look for, watch for. And this is a really big topic for individuals with children, teenagers who are involved in contact sports. And we're going to go over some of those statistics about contact sports. One that I want to share with our listeners is the most common causes of concussions are sports injuries, football, hockey, rugby, basketball, bicycle accidents, car accidents, and falls. But, you know, soccer is getting a lot of attention in this as well. And kids as young as the age of 6 are being affected. So lots of good points to go over today. It's going to be tight to get this in an hour.
So I would like to introduce Dr. Javier Cardenas, who is a neurologist and concussion expert at the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center here in Phoenix. He's become one of the nation's foremost experts on the diagnosis and treatment of concussion and other forms of brain injury. The Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center, created by Dr. Cardenas, is the nation's most comprehensive concussion prevention, treatment, and education program. And Dr. Cardenas is the only Arizona neurologist to be appointed to the NFL's Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, where he advises the NFL on best practices for concussion prevention and management. He's also part of the NFL's unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant program and is on the sidelines of every home NFL and Arizona State University football game. He's also working with Riedel Helmets on a new study designed to advance athlete concussion detection and treatment, and he has also played an integral role in helping to write concussion legislation in Arizona. Dr. Cardenas was the creator of Barrow Brain Book, the nation's first mandated education and test for student athletes, and under this program, Arizona became the first in the United States to mandate all male and female student athletes undergo concussion education and pass a formal test before play. The education is mandated through the Arizona Interscholastic Association. So more about that in the next segment. But welcome, Dr. Cardenas.
Thank you very much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
That's a long list of what you're responsible for. So hopefully throughout all that, you find some time to actually see patients.
Indeed, seeing lots of patients is part of the job. Of course, what you heard a lot of that in that description is a side job. Let me also say that I share with you similar experiences with respect to concussions. I've had two myself that I know about anyway. One as a child riding a bike. I remember I was going to do a little wheelie, and then I woke up with people standing around me. And a second, believe it or not, was playing football. I remember a hard hit, feeling dazed, feeling imbalance, and wobbling off to the sidelines. So, of course, back then we got a pat on the butt and sent right back out on the field.
Yeah, so
see
so
how
things,
far things have changed.
Things are changing, aren't they, in that, as far as how we downplay concussions in the media, in the medical practice, you know, just from even what the average consumer knows about concussions now. I think we've gone through a whirlwind dynamic change in, what, the last 18 months to 2 years, especially since the NFL has made such a kind of a landmark case with concussions. So why are we all getting so concerned, Dr. Cardenas?
Well, I believe that this all started with our war veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. Traumatic brain injury really came to the forefront at that time, to the public's attention. However, we could not always relate with what these military personnel were going through. And so when it came to finding that link, sports is something that either we've all engaged in or we have a loved one who's participating. And so that added to the relevance for this chapter of traumatic brain injury. And so, you know, given that we are all very ingrained, and we've seen this from ratings of the Super Bowl to our first, you know, championship that was played earlier in January, that there's a great interest in watching athletics, participating in athletics, especially football, where it has the greatest number of concussions.
So how do you know that, you know, your child or someone close to you has a concussion? What sort of things do you look for, and how do you decide whether or not you have to act?
You know, that's an excellent question, because not every bump in the head results in a concussion. And for somebody who suffers a concussion, you may not recognize it. So as you mentioned earlier in the segment, you hit your head while playing softball and then did not recognize that you had been knocked out, whereas your teammates said you did. Those kind of issues are very common. And so what we try to do is we try to educate the people around the athlete, as well as the athlete themselves, which is why our educational program, Barrow Brain Book, is so important, recognizing some of the signs and symptoms in yourself, and then also others recognizing that headaches can be one of the most common. You can also have behavioral changes, mood changes, and these things can affect your lives immediately and then over the next weeks and months.
So we're coming into a break now. We're talking with Dr. Javier Cardenas on a brain concussion. And please join us when we come back from the break. Do you dread having your annual screening mammogram? For a totally different experience, give Arizona BreastNet a call. Our all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art, spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. If, on the other hand, you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding, call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today and call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600 for an immediate appointment, or you can visit us online at breastnet.net for more information.
When you're
you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Saturday, to this Saturday morning and Dr. Talk. Thank you for listening. We are talking today about concussion and brain injury, and we're talking with Dr. Javier Cardenas from the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center. And just before the break, we were acknowledging how common this is, obviously, in our armed forces and our football players. But I'd like to get back a little bit to it's actually happening in our children and people close to us through sports and all the rest of it. So we talked about how does one recognize a concussion, for instance, in a six-year-old child that's playing football. Can you go over that again for us in that young age group?
Absolutely. So concussions aren't always the easiest things to recognize. And indeed, when somebody hits their head, it's not every hit to the head results in a concussion. But the mantra that we try to preach is when in doubt, sit them out, meaning if they've hit their head, if they're acting funny, if they're you're concerned about a concussion, then by default you should remove them from play. Because the biggest risk to any child who sustains a head injury is to sustain a second head injury before they've recovered from their first. So some of the things that you're trying to look for, are they acting unusual, first of all? Do they complain of any headaches? Do they look or act dizzy? Are they acting emotionally irregular, and do they seem to be lost, confused, disoriented? And those are the main things that you're looking for. Obviously, a loss of consciousness equals a concussion, but in fact, less than 10% of concussions result in a loss of consciousness. So 90% of the time, you see kids who hit their head and they do not have any loss of consciousness.
So something as simple as irritability, I mean, which may be hard to pick out in a child, depending on their temperament, but irritability can be a sign of head trauma?
Indeed. If you've seen a child who suffers a head injury and then they are irritable afterwards, that indeed can be a sign that they've suffered a concussion. What's interesting is some of the most bizarre and incredible changes are when somebody's emotionally labile, meaning they're happy one moment, they're sad the next, or they're laughing hysterically for no reason, or they're crying uncontrollably. That is actually one of the signs of a concussion.
Interesting.
And when we talk, you made a very valid point that I want to make sure our listeners hear, so I'm just going to recap it, which is you don't want to put them back in the game or put them in harm's way for a second concussion until they recovered from the first. So what's that magic time frame? How do we know when recovery has occurred?
You bring up another excellent point. In the past, we used to say, and by we, I mean we as neurologists, the Academy of Neurology, used to say if you didn't lose consciousness or you had symptoms less than 15 minutes, then you can go back to play right then. We know that's wrong. We also used to say that if you didn't lose consciousness, but you had symptoms longer than 15 minutes, then you can go back in a week. And if you lost consciousness and you had to wait 2 weeks, the truth is everybody's brain heals at a different rate. The average rate of healing for the high school athlete is about 7 to 10 days. As you get younger, you can go 10 to 14 days. As you get older, say in professional or college age, it actually gets shorter, seven days, many cases. But what's most important is there are absolutely no signs or symptoms of a concussion, both at rest and with physical activity, before they put themselves in a position to hit their head. In rare instances, they can have bleeding of the brain, swelling of the brain, death and disability, which unfortunately happens every single year in this country.
And that goes back to a statistic that we know occurs in concussions, which is that about 25% of concussion sufferers never get evaluated by medical personnel. Why do you think that is?
Part of it has to do with our attention to concussion. Historically, we would say, okay, well, if you've got a concussion, then you know you go back in. Sometimes you'd say sleep it off. The vast majority of mild traumatic brain injuries or concussions aren't seen by medical personnel or emergency departments. However, that's changed dramatically over the last 3 years. In fact, there was a recent report of a 300% increase in emergency room visits for concussion. And we believe that is due to awareness about this particular injury.
So that leads us into what are some of the steps that Arizona has taken to establish itself, actually, as the nation's lead in education and creating awareness about concussion?
Well, when it comes to being an Arizonan and playing sports and in the Interscholastic Association, we can give ourselves a pat on the back because we can be very proud about what we've done. So, for example, we have Barrel Brain Book, which is a concussion education program that was launched in August 2011. Since then, over 250,000 kids have participated in this education by itself. It's the most comprehensive concussion education program in the country. We also have a concussion education video game for kids called Barrel Brain Ball, designed for a younger age group, the less than high school age, 8 to 12. We have a program called the Barrel Concussion Network, in which we provide athletic trainers, telemedicine consultations, kind of like Skype, but obviously protected for health, in which any athletic trainer around the country can, around the state, can consult on a concussion specialist in Arizona. And, of course, we provide baseline testing, and we've done over 58,000 baseline tests and over 9,000 post-injury tests since we started these programs.
So tell us a little more about Barrow Brain Book. So it's mandated education now for any student athlete before they start the program. At what age is that, high school?
Yes, so every high school student that participates in athletics must engage in this concussion education module. My background is actually as a teacher before I went into medicine. And so it was really important for me to make sure that we are educating those who are most impacted by this injury, and that is the high school athlete. Whether or not you play football or soccer, basketball, hockey, golf, you name it, you have to complete the education as well as a quiz at the end by 80% before you can set foot on the field, court, pool, etc.
And is that online or
it is. It is online on the Arizona Interscholastic Association's website, and all high school athletes have to participate.
Is this a program? Obviously, we have listeners that are tuning in from outside of Arizona, and it sounds like we're doing a great job in our state. Is this something that Barrow is looking at extending out and sharing this knowledge with other centers of excellence around the U.S.?
Absolutely, and in fact, our next step is to take it to San Francisco because that's where the next Super Bowl is being held. So we are using the Super Bowl as a platform to move this program from state to state and site to site.
That's perfect because I think sometimes great knowledge gets locked in one institution. So I'm really glad to hear that this is something that we're going to be, you know, sharing around the U.S. and putting great minds together on one common cause because it's a big deal for our listeners that are out there. So when we come back after this break, we're going to be talking with Dr. Javier Cardenas from Barrow Neurological Institute, head of their brain trauma and concussion department. He's going to give us a lot more details on what to look for in concussions, how to avoid your loved ones from having one. And you're joining us on Dr. Talk, Money Radio 99.3 FM, 1510 AM. We'll be getting right back with you.
Bottom of the pause for a look at the world's news. Then we're back with Money Talk. We're Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
There are millions of cars that are part of a massive recall. It involves Honda, Toyota, and Chrysler because the airbags may inflate for no reason. For some, this isn't the first recall for their cars.
To add to the problems for people, some 1 million vehicles involved in this current recall also happens to have the Takata airbags in them. So if you're owner of one of these vehicles that also has the Takata airbag, you know, you really are having a tough time.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. The daughter of the late Whitney Houston was found unresponsive today at a home just outside of Atlanta. Police say Bobby Christina Brown was breathing when she was taken to the hospital. San Francisco police have a suspect in custody after a suitcase was found on the street that contained human remains. Restaurant owner Tom Pazica says he saw the man walking past his window pulling the suitcase.
It's pretty creepy. It's really creepy.
More body parts were found in a trash can nearby. I'm Molly Page.
Data knows you love posting selfies. Others might see a reflective surface, but you see an opportunity. Like right now, you just caught a glimpse of yourself and you like what you see, and you're thinking, everyone else would probably like it too. Go ahead, you've got more data and you're paying less with Boost Mobile. For only $35 a month, you can take your selfie game to the next level. Parked car window. Click. Selfie. Person wearing sunglasses. Click. Selfie. Anything shiny? Don't mind if you do. You, my friend, have no selfie control. And data's okay with that. Come to data.
Get more data for less with unlimited talk and text for $35 a month. Only at Boost Mobile. $35 plan includes 1 gigabyte a month of high-speed data. Video streaming limited to 3G speeds. After applicable data allotment, reach data speeds, including video, reduced to 2G speeds for remainder plan cycle. International services extra. Offer and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. State and local sales taxes fees may apply when adding funds to accounts. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store materials for details.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. We carry the best selection of tires and wheels at everyday low prices.
Your health care, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
Welcome back to Dr. Talk. I'm here in the studio with Dr. Belinda Barclay White, myself, Dr. Bordino. I can't even say my name today. It's going to be a long Saturday. Dr. Bordinko. And we have on the phone today Dr. Javier Cardenas from Barrows Neurological, joining us talking about head trauma. Most specifically, we're talking about concussions. And there's been a lot of events going on this week. I know, Dr. Cardenas, you've been involved with them. I mean, it's Super Bowl week. I think they called it Super Bowl Central, events being held the 28th, the 29th, 30th, and all kind of coming to a head for Super Bowl. So it's probably been a crazy busy week for you. But what I really want to tease out of you is talk to me about your role as a concussion consultant for the NFL and ASU, Arizona State University.
Yes, so this program, the NFL Unaffiliated Neurotrauma Consultant, is actually something that came out of the players' agreement from 2011, in which they requested, the players requested of the NFL to have an independent neurotrauma or specialist in concussion on the sidelines to serve two roles. One role is to observe for injuries. So those big hits that you see on TV when they, you know, the helmet-to-helmet collisions, and calling those out and making sure that they're identified. And then number two, which is the primary role, and that is to serve as a consultant on the sidelines. So in the event of an injury, of a suspected concussion, my role is to evaluate the athlete head to toe. And what we do is we ask questions about how they were injured, what they remembered, also ask questions about how many times you know they've had an injury, as well as some orientation questions, and then we check their balance, and based on that information, we determine whether or not the athlete can return to play in that game or they've suffered a concussion and they keep them out. And we actually do this quite often. We may pull out, you know, 3-4 athletes a game, and only one of them's had a concussion. But because of the attention to this particular issue, it is pretty important to evaluate the athletes that suffered those kinds of hits.
So I think, you know, as someone that occasionally watches football games, it's obvious when there's a major sort of collision and the person falls on the field and loses consciousness. That's an easy one. But right. What are some of the misconceptions about concussion? I mean, other things that you would be looking for that we may not be aware of?
Yeah, so some of the misconceptions, indeed, loss of consciousness is one of them. That's the most common one, that you have to be knocked out to have a concussion. Another one is when you're watching TV, and I've done this myself, you see those big hits, you think, oh, that guy must be concussed, when in fact, it might not be that hit. It might be, you know, somebody else who suffered a smaller hit, a knee to the helmet, or somewhere where they come off and they've really reported that they've had this injury and it wasn't identified by other people. Some of the other misconceptions about concussion are that you know, you can just put somebody in a cold, dark room for a few weeks and have them come out and they'll be all better, when in fact we're learning that that people indeed need a lot of rest initially, but it's important to engage in some physical activity and some cognitive activity in the days following the injury.
So this probably leads us to some of the new interesting technology that's out there that I know you're involved in. And when you say, you know, we watch it on TV, we see these massive hits, everybody sits back and says, okay, he's going to be out of the game. But that's not necessarily true. So there's technology to tell us which hits matter, correct?
Correct. So what we're doing is we're engaging in some research with Riddell, which is a helmet manufacturer, as well as TGen, ASU, and AT Still. And what we're doing is we are looking at ASU's athletes. There are about 50 athletes that are instrumented with these helmets, and we're looking at those individuals who take big hits. So they have 6 accelerometers in the helmets that tell us when they're receiving great forces, when they are having rotation of the head. And then those athletes who have a concussion, we take blood, urine, and saliva to look for biomarkers, meaning little tiny fragments of DNA to see if they've suffered an injury. And then we're also, which is really interesting, we're also looking at those who've suffered a high number of hits and the highest magnitude of hits to see if, even though they don't exhibit signs of a concussion, whether or not they may have suffered changes to their brain or damage.
So does everyone that goes to the emergency room for a concussion end up with some sort of imaging?
They may end up with that imaging, but they don't need it. One of the problems with concussion and the awareness is an unintended consequence of everybody getting a CT scan of their head. In fact, you know, less than 10% actually need a CT scan of the head, and everybody's worried that when you bump your head that there's, you know, a big bleed in there. In fact, there are very thoughtful people who published a study that said, okay, well, if you've lost consciousness, then you probably need a scan of your head. If you continue to have persistent problems, worsening headaches, vomiting, changes in personality by the time you get to the emergency room, then you might need a scan of the head. But in fact, we should avoid the radiation. The radiation is not insignificant. It's about 400 times that of a chest X-ray, which is quite a bit.
Especially when we're talking young kids,
yes,
because that's going to add up over time.
The developing brain absorbs a tremendous amount of radiation. And so we're also looking at techniques that can minimize the radiation, as well as rapid sequence MRI scans that can avoid the radiation, but still give us enough information about what's going on in the brain.
But in summary, you're saying that probably only about 10% of people children coming into the emergency room with supposedly concussion actually need imaging. So this is something to make parents aware of when the doctor comes in and recommends a CT scan of the head.
Yeah, it's also for our own profession, that we as physicians are very prudent about the decision, and we shouldn't swing the pendulum one way or the other. You know, we're so used to ordering this kind of a test and just doing it reflexively, but we don't want to swing it the other way and not do a CT scan and miss something very serious, but be very thoughtful about who actually needs a CT scan.
One of the things that's really important to our listeners that are tuning in for the show today is, you know, takeaway points. What can they do as parents of young children, high school children, or even for themselves? Maybe they're engaged in some pretty active outdoor activity as well, you know, the Sunday Flag Football League. What should they be doing to protect themselves from concussions?
Yes. So let's say we take all activity, all sports. The first basic one is if you're moving faster than you can run, you should probably be wearing a helmet. So, for example, if you're riding a bicycle, you should wear a helmet. If you're on rollerblades or a skateboard, you should wear a helmet. Those are really some of the most important things, just simple equipment and technology to really help people. Other things include, for example, those who are athletes, play smart, play safe, using proper techniques. Stay healthy. Those things can really help people. And then identifying what it is to have a concussion, signs, symptoms of a concussion, and that can be done through the educational modules for high school students for Barrow Brain Book, for kids in the video game Barrow Brain Ball, which of course is free and can be downloaded for just about any device and played on the web. And there are a number of educational resources out there for families.
And for those of you who follow us on our Facebook page at www.drtalk/Facebook, we will be posting and have posted, actually, some of this information leading up to the show. So you'll be able to look back as an ongoing resource on concussions when you can't remember what Dr. Cardenas said at that point. So we'll definitely be trying to keep the knowledge flowing on our Facebook page as well. And, you know, one of the things we want to deviate to is we've talked a lot about the NFL and sports, but, you know, concussions are not just for athletes. Sometimes we talk about concussions and domestic violence, and I know that you're also involved in an outreach program regarding domestic violence.
Absolutely. So this is what we call the third chapter in the traumatic brain injury story. The first, of course, are veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, the second with sports, and now we're seeing a greater awareness of this injury in domestic violence victims. Domestic violence victims are usually struck about the head and face as the most common area in which they've received physical abuse. We are working with shelters around the valley to screen for brain injury. And then when we screen them positively for brain injury, we evaluate them just like we do our other patients who've suffered from injuries in which they receive neurological, neuropsychological, psychiatric care, as well as therapies like physical, occupational, and speech therapy. The wonderful thing about this grant-funded program is I can be in one room where I see a domestic violence victim who is at a homeless shelter, and then I will walk across the hall to see an athlete, multi-million-dollar athlete, and we provide them the exact same care because of the generosity of some wonderful people around the valley.
So the women who have been subject to domestic violence, how do they access this program with you? Is it through the shelters, or do they have
yes.
to come to the emergency room?
We work very closely with the shelters, and the reason is we have their case managers do the screening and provide us with the information, as well as arranging for schedules to have them come in. More and more shelters are becoming involved, and so we are looking to expand this program as time goes on.
That sounds really wonderful. That's fantastic. I'm very sort of involved in domestic violence, so that's very good to hear. So we are listening to Dr. Talk on Money Radio 1510. AM and 99.3 FM. Remember, you can join the conversation on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk #Dr. Talk, and we will be right back after the break.
When you're
you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 a.m. and 99.3 FM for Doctor Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Doctor Talk.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Doctor Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/DrTalk and use the hashtag DrTalk. That's facebook.com/DrTalk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. I'm here in the studio with Dr. Bordinko, and we're talking to Dr. Javier Cardenas from the Barrow Neurological Institute. And we've been having a very interesting discussion on concussion and brain injury as it affects our families, our athletes, our soldiers, and even domestic abuse victims. So we would like to talk now about the myths and the facts surrounding concussion and brain injury.
I love this segment of the show because we get to throw out everything that everybody believes, and then we let the experts set us straight. This is the fun part of the show. So I'm going to lead off with our first myth that everybody believes, and you tell us what the truth is behind it. So college and professional athletes are more likely to sustain a concussion than high school athletes. What do you think about that?
That actually is untrue. In fact, the younger you are, the more likely you are to sustain a concussion. So there were some recent studies looking at high school athletes, and they had twice to three times the risk of their college and professional counterparts to sustain a concussion. Now, there may be a number of reasons for that. One of them is when you look at the playing field of high school athletes, there's a lot of discrepancies both in height, weight, level of skill, and as you increase through college and professional ranks, then that starts to be more equal. Another reason has to do with neck strength. So as our necks mature, we have more musculature and actually absorbs the energy from a hit, and that can reduce the risk of concussion as you get older, but as you're younger, that may be an increased risk.
Okay, so the myth, recovery from a concussion is the same for every individual.
Indeed, this was probably the reason why we had our grade 1, grade 2, grade 3 concussions in the past, because we used that grading model to say when somebody can go back to play. It's very different for every single person. Now, the average recovery time for somebody in high school, maybe 7 to 10 to 14 days. It takes longer the younger you are on average. But what's most important to understand is that everybody's brain is different and everybody recovers at a different rate, and nobody should go back to put themselves in a position to sustain a second head injury until they've completely recovered from the first.
And it's true, isn't it, that females tend to take longer to recover from a concussion than males?
Yes, they can take longer on average. They also tend to have more symptoms. Now, there may be some questions about why that may be. One of the reasons is there is a higher risk, there is a higher rate of migraines in the female adolescent and young adult as well, compared to males, and so, which is one of the most common symptoms of a concussion, which is headache. The other thing is that if you look at girls' soccer compared to boys' soccer, there's a higher rate of concussion. There's a higher rate of girls' concussion in girls' basketball compared to boys' basketball. Once again, that comes back to neck musculature and the relatively less dense musculature of the neck of a girl versus a boy. And so you can see longer recovery in women.
And this next myth, I know we touched on in one of the earlier segments, but for those listeners maybe just tuning in at the end, clarify for us that a concussion only occurs as a result of a direct blow to the head.
Yeah, so the force can be transmitted to the head from the body. In fact, up to 20% of concussions in some studies show that a blow to the body or can result in a force that goes to the head and resulting in a concussion. So it doesn't always have to be head-to-head. It can be knee to head, head to ground, or just a simple blow to the body that can cause that force and result in a concussion. The symptoms are very similar, of course. Dizziness, disorientation, headaches, all the things that we had mentioned earlier.
So the next myth, only athletes in aggressive contact sports like football, hockey, and lacrosse suffer concussions. What are the facts?
Yeah, so we actually divide sports up a little bit differently than just contact and non-contact. So if you look at collision sports, so football, hockey, and lacrosse are what we call our collision sports, and indeed they have the highest risk of concussion. But then there are contact sports such as soccer, basketball, baseball even, versus a non-contact sport such as golf, swimming. However, we see concussions from every single sport, whether it be football, whether it be soccer, whether it be basketball. We've seen swimming concussions. It can happen to anyone. And that's why it was so important that we instituted our concussion education, not just for those collision and contact sports, but for all sports.
Another myth I want to bring up is that the effects of concussion are always noticed immediately. What's
this
the fact?
In my opinion, one of the most interesting things about concussion. So once again, looking on the TV or being in the stands and seeing that big hit, you see somebody walk off the field and they may look perfectly fine. However, it's really important to evaluate that athlete, not at that time, but really kind of keep an eye on them as it continues, because those symptoms can actually evolve over time. And that period of time might be just a few minutes, but it can be half an hour, an hour. I've seen athletes that may look fine at their evaluation on the sidelines, but then in the locker room when the adrenaline is starting to wear off, you notice that these symptoms start to come on. And it's not just unique to sports, of course. I've had other patients who have been in a car accident, and they may have run around and they had a broken leg and they didn't notice till the adrenaline ran off that that was actually broken. The same can happen with those concussions in those other injuries, in which they may notice only after time passes that they have signs and symptoms of a concussion.
You know, and we're not even going downstream from that. You know, we're talking about the immediate effects of a concussion, but we haven't even started to talk about the long-term effects that we're seeing with a lot of our professional athletes from suffering multiple concussions over and over again. And I noticed when you talked about contact sports, you did not talk about boxing.
Yes. So boxing, of course, you know, the goal of boxing is to cause a concussion. A knockout is a concussion.
Absolutely.
And so there's no doubt about that, that this is the most common sport. Of course, when we're talking about high school athletics, you know, that boxing isn't one that's commonly played. However, there is mixed martial arts, and of course, those are sports in which you are engaged in deliberate contact and can result in concussions.
So, myth, you need to wake someone with a concussion every 20 minutes or stop them going to sleep. What is the reason for that?
Yeah, so the concern at the time when this was promoted was that if you had something more serious than a concussion, like a bleed, then you wouldn't be able to observe it, and so you needed to have, you know, do neurological checks. When in fact, after somebody's been determined to have a concussion, not anything worse than a concussion, one of the best things for them is sleep.
Yes.
So rest is actually quite good for the brain. So immediate rest, really kind of shutting things down physically and cognitively, emotionally, is very helpful.
I want to jump on top of that because that's something we did not talk about during the show. Is there anything else we can tell our listeners who may have had a concussion besides rest and shutting the brain down? Is there anything they can do as far as fluid intake, certain types of foods, avoiding, obviously they're going to avoid aggressive sports, but is there anything else they can do to recover from the concussion?
Yeah, so after a concussion, the first 72 hours are really somewhat of the most important. You're looking to see if there's any significant change, if they're getting worse rather than better. And also you want to make sure that you really shut down their physical and their cognitive activity. So you want rest from screen time. You want to avoid screen time. You want to, you know, avoid school if necessary, physical activity. But then some of the other things that after that 72 hours, you actually want to introduce normal activity. So lots of fluids, normal interactions with their peers, just so they can get back to normal life, and that will be helpful. There isn't any special vitamin or anything that you can take or eat that will help, but just having a balanced diet will be helpful.
So how about videos and computer games and television? Is that all considered normal activity these days?
Well, those are some of the things that we recommend that clamp down on in that first 72 hours. So you avoid the screen time, whether it's TV, a movie, or even your phone. The brightness, especially in a dark room, can wreak havoc on light sensitivity and headaches. And so we really try to avoid those things initially.
So much information.
Yes.
In a power hour here on concussions. And it's a busy week to talk about concussions with the Super Bowl. And I know you've, once again, we really appreciate you taking your time to join us today, because I know you've been very busy this week participating in so many events surrounding the NFL. So it was great to carve out some time and be our guest today. We've been joined today by Dr. Javier Cardenas from Barrow Neurological Institute. And once again, if they live in the wonderful state of Arizona, how can they get a hold of you if there's a concern about concussion or post-concussion follow-up?
Yes, so I am at the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center. Our number is 602-406-4323. We also have a website at barrow.org. For those looking for educational resources, there's Barrow Brain Book on the Arizona Interscholastic Association website, and Barrow Brain Ball, which is at www.barrowbrainball.com.
Perfect. We will make sure that all that gets uploaded to our Facebook page as well, so our listeners can go back and reference it. So another great Saturday here in the state of Arizona. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy weekends, as always, to join us and listen in for an hour of information, allowing you to empower you and take back your health and your wellness. So once again, Dr. Barclay White and myself, Dr. Carrie Bordenko, joining us on Money Radio 99.3 FM, 1510 AM. And don't forget us on Facebook. We'll see you next week, or talk to you next week at least.
You've been listening to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordenko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. If you missed any part of this show, please go to moneyradio.com and listen to the audio archive. For additional information or to have your questions answered live on the air, send an email to drtalkaz@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Talk this and every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program, and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
covering the stock market like no one else. It's the Phil's Gang Radio Show with Phil Grandy. Weekdays at 2 p.m. only on 1510 Money Radio.
Even though it's overpriced, they're going to keep trying to pump this market higher by doing what they've been doing, keeping this money at 0%, not raise rates. And we'll take advantage of it. Where? Where's the strength in the economy? The autos? Is that the strength? How about student loans?
Catch the Phil's Gang Show with Phil Grandy, weekdays at 2 p.m. on Money Radio 1510.
Money is what we talk about. We're Money Radio 1510, KFNN Mesa Phoenix, and 99.3 FM K25.